In the last 50 years, we've changed ecosystems to an unprecedented degree. At the same time, infectious diseases appear to be emerging and re-emerging at a faster rate, and one common feature is that they are associated with changes to the environment. Hello, and welcome to Green Scene, EPA's series of environmental podcasts that you can take with you. I'm Judy Pino with the Office of Multimedia. If we can better understand how environmental factors and people's behaviors contribute to emerging diseases, then we may just be able to make better decisions to reduce and perhaps prevent emerging diseases like Lyme disease and West Nile virus. EPA has now developed a new interdisciplinary research program to better understand the scientific factors linking human stressors, changes in biodiversity, and disease transmission. And to talk to us about this very interesting research is Dr. Montira Pongsiri, environmental health scientist with EPA's Office of the Science Advisor. Thanks, doctor, for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Let's begin with biodiversity, just to explain to our viewers exactly what it is and why it is so important.
So biodiversity is the variety of life that we see on Earth, in the animals and the plants, fungi, and microorganisms. But we can also think of biodiversity as the variety of ecosystems on the landscape, in mountains, in lakes, in wetlands, and in rivers. And we know that EPA recognizes that healthy ecosystems are important for human health and well-being. And we know that conserving biodiversity is an important factor in sustaining healthy ecosystems and the important critical services they provide to us that we depend on.
Now, what happens when there are changes in this biodiversity, and how are these changes affecting human health, and how are we at EPA responding to this phenomenon?
So, Judy, as you mentioned in your introduction, we know that the loss of biodiversity is accelerating at a higher rate in the last 50 years, and at the same time, we know that diseases have been emerging and re-emerging. So we're wondering if there is a connection. What are the underlying mechanisms of this emergence, and do changes in biodiversity play a role? And EPA has a responsibility to undertake exploratory research on emerging scientific issues. And we think that by studying how biodiversity change is connected to emerging disease, that can change our view of how we manage ecosystems and manage biodiversity and the services that ecosystems provide to us.
Now, EPA doesn't normally work on infectious diseases, but tell me a little bit about how infectious diseases are related to the environment and why we are involved now.
Well, some diseases like West Nile and Lyme disease that you mentioned, but also malaria, have very complicated life cycles, much of which occur outside of the human host, So which makes them particularly sensitive to environmental conditions. And we as humans also inadvertently and intentionally do make changes to the environment, which affects some of these complicated disease life cycles and in turn can affect our risk of disease.
Okay, so now let's talk about this revolutionary research program you guys are working on.
So EPA is an active member of what's called the Group on Earth Observations, which is trying to develop what's called the Global Earth Observation System of Systems, also known as GEOS. And this is an effort to coordinate environmental monitoring worldwide to better understand environmental conditions. So we at EPA have contributed to this effort, this interdisciplinary research initiative to study the linkages between social stressors such as climate change and deforestation, changes in biodiversity, and infectious disease transmission to humans. And we think by understanding better how environmental factors and our behaviors can contribute to some of these emerging diseases, that we may be able to make better decisions to reduce and perhaps prevent disease.
Okay, let's talk about the main activities under this new exploratory research program.
So this exploratory program is innovative in terms of its interdisciplinary approach, involving ecologists, biologists, public health specialists, earth scientists, and social scientists, but it also involves the end user, who we call the end user. These are the final beneficiaries of information, people who will actually use the scientific knowledge in the end to inform decisions on regulations, on environmental management, on pest management. So we think that by including this end user as part of the research design process from the very beginning can help to better and more quickly translate new scientific knowledge into better decisions to help meet EPA's mission to protect both environment and health.
Now, EPA is working with U.S. federal partners and international organizations to advance this work, but you find that there are very few funding institutions internationally interested in this interdisciplinary research. Why is that?
That's right. We were surprised to find that internationally there's very little funding opportunity available for interdisciplinary research, and even fewer on a problem focusing on biodiversity and health. So this was our niche to meet what we thought was a research demand and to be able to understand better how disease emergence happens so that we can better understand root causes and better reduce and perhaps prevent disease.
What are some of your partners and when do you expect preliminary results?
Well, we, in co-sponsorship with Yale Center for Ecoepidemiology, the Smithsonian Institution, and the World Conservation Union, in 2006 we kicked off this research initiative by bringing together a multidisciplinary group of researchers, practitioners, and decision makers to do public outreach, to really make the connections between biodiversity and human health apparent, to build more support for further research, and to really encourage interdisciplinary collaborations. So what we're doing now, we think meets, like I said, a research demand, but we think also looks at root causes of disease, looking at taking the wider picture of human environment and society to provide one new and innovative way forward.
And when will you expect the results?
So we expect preliminary results within a year for some of the pilot projects, and then within 3 to 4 years for some of the longer-term research projects. And we're working continuously with the end users and decision makers to make sure that the science policy bridge is gapped.
Thank you, Doctor, for all this wonderful information. We look forward to the results.
Thank you very much.
And for more information on this topic, please visit www.epa.gov/NCER/biodiversity. See you next time on Green Scene.